As the clock hit midnight and we started a new decade, people across the world heard Auld Lang Syne. It was written in 1788 by Robert Burns, who's the national poet of Scotland. NPR's Joanna Kakissis went to the Scottish town of Inverness, and she found that with Brexit approaching, people are in their feelings about the song.
It was cold on the banks of the River Ness, but thousands of Scots huddled together to celebrate Hogmanay, the last day of the year, and to toast the year ahead.
New Year, I mean, if you ask me, it's more important than Christmas.
I really, you know, feel very excited about this new year.
It's the end of bad things happening and a good start, moving to good new things.
That was farmer Lachlan Jardine, neurosurgeon Anjali Gonbain, and police officer Lynn Falconer. Retiree Catherine Falconer joined her daughter Lynn to sing a song known all over the world.
Although lots of people try to claim it as their own, it's a Scottish song.
When Robert Burns first wrote Auld Lang Syne, it didn't sound the way we know it now. Ian Gordon, president of the Burns Club in Inverness, sings what's believed to be the original version.
Should all the acquaintance be forgot and never...
But the lyrics are the same. Kirstine McHugh knows them all.
We twa herein about the braes and pooed the gowans fine, but we've wandered many a weary fits in Auld Lang Syne.
Rabbi Burns, as the poet isn't known by the Scots, is her specialty.
I'm Professor of Scottish Literature and Song Culture at the University of Glasgow, where I'm also co-director of the Centre for Robert Burns Studies.
McHugh has loved Burns since she was a teenager in the Scottish countryside. Her favourite lines are in the middle of the song.
We twa, he paddled in the burn, frae morning sun till dine. But seas between us braid, he roared, sin Auld Lang Syne.
She translates from the Scots language into English.
You know, as children, we played around in the river and we caught fishies and we've pulled the wild flowers and the daisies on the hillsides. But in fact, broad seas have roared between us.
Burns wrote Auld Lang Syne during a tumultuous time.
There were two major revolutions in America and in France. The British were fighting in many European wars. It was also a time when Scots began to emigrate from areas of the Highlands and moving around the country from rural areas to urban areas. Time of great upheaval, great turmoil. My goodness, there are many resonances with the world we live in the 21st century.
Particularly so as the UK prepares to leave the European Union. Brexit has also renewed talk of Scotland leaving the United Kingdom, which Inverness teacher Duncan Dyker supports. He says Burns would have too.
If he'd been alive today, he would have been a nationalist.
Really?
I think so.
But retiree Gwen MacLeod believes Burns would not have wanted Scotland to face the world alone.
The more friends we have now, the better.
Isn't that what the song's about?
That's what the song's about.
It's actually hard to know which way Scotland's great bard would have swung on this issue. Kirstine McHugh, the Burns scholar, describes him as very cautious with politics.
Burns himself is a bit of a chameleon. So you see him writing ardently anti-English poetry. You see him writing unionist British poetry or song. You will see him write from every perspective because he had an amazing ability to be people on all sides of the divide.
And that's why everyone sings his famous song, those who romanticize the past and those who yearn for the future. Joanna Kakissis, NPR News, Inverness, Scotland.